Hello, my name is Charlotte Sam.
We are so cool.
I'm Kate Canning.
This is John. That's Chris.
To listen to my episode on Bingkai Suara.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Bingkai Suara podcast with Mrs. Siska. Hello to everybody who's listening to this episode. I hope you guys are having a good day. I'm so excited to be here because I'm going to be welcoming a very, very special guest, a musician, entrepreneur, and crypto advocate based in Singapore and just launched Manifest, the world's first crypto punks NFT band with their first single, Maniac. So everybody, please welcome Manifest. So happy to meet you. How are you? What are you up to?
Hey, really good. Really good. Mm-hmm. Just been in the studio a lot.
Wow.
And, you know, making a lot of new songs. Uh-huh. Ready to entertain the people.
Ooh. Okay. Now, before we start to talk about your music, I want to start with who is Manifest, like apart being a singer and songwriter. I mean, who is Manifest?
Great question. So Manifest is actually a duo, a musical mm-hmm. duo, and it's formed out of these two crypto punks, right? Which is the guy with the gold chain, as you can mm-hmm. see in my profile picture. It's the guy with the gold chain. His name is Zay. And then the other guy with the mask, his name is Arson. And so they formed the band. And we believe we're the first CryptoPunk band in the world, one of the first NFT bands. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Basically, we're a virtual band, like the Gorillaz, mm-hmm. if you've heard. When we play physical shows, we perform as holograms.
In Japan.
Oh, we have played in Tokyo. We have performed uh-huh. also in Singapore, of course. Oh. And also, in fact, even in New York one time.
Wow. You guys are amazing.
We've been touring. We've been touring a little bit.
Wow. Oh. Okay. And what motivated you to release an original song as, I mean, NFT crypto punks, which is breaking new ground in the crypto space? And mm-hmm. I mean, how has the response been so far?
You know, the response has been great. Like, you know, when you know your uh-huh. music, when people are enjoying your music and your shows, when they, you know, talk about it and when they share it with their friends. And so we've been getting a lot of buzz, especially on Twitter, because that's where a lot mm-hmm. of the Web3 community are. And so that's where, you know, they were created from this whole Web3 world. But now we're ready to present it to the rest of the world. And hopefully, you know, everyone else who may not know anything about Web3 can start to explore this new world.
Yeah, this is I mean, a new experience when I listen to NFT crypto punks, and I really wonder, how did you came up with the idea for a Maniac, and what message and or maybe experience do you want to convey to listeners with the single of Maniac?
Right. So with Maniac, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride, you know. Ooh. With the cryptocurrency markets or just financial markets in general, it's pretty volatile, you know, it goes up and down. Sometimes one day it's up, the next day it's down. And so it's really an emotional roller coaster ride, you know. But of course, with big risks, you know, bring big returns. And so that's why a lot of people, mm-hmm. You know, have jumped into this space to mm-hmm. find new opportunities. To find new gold, I guess.
Yeah.
So basically, it's one crazy emotional roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Maniac seems to capture the essence of highs and low in the crypto world. And I mean, can you elaborate on the creative process behind the lyric and the music production? How?
Yes. So with the duo, I write most of the lyrics and the melodies, whereas my producer, Arson, the guy with the mask, he does most of the music, the composition. And then, you know, sometimes he does work on the lyrics. Sometimes I work on some composition. So it's really like a yin yang kind of situation in the studio. And that's how we make music.
Okay, now we're going to the next questions. I mean, you mentioned about your live performance in Japan and Singapore, and I want to start with Manifest. Officially started its first performance at Ultralux 2022 with their first single entitled Maniac. And can you tell us more about the performance at Ultralux 2022 and how did the combination of holographic projections and live DJ support Manifest visions for a hybrid concert experience?
Wow, our first show felt just like, you know, felt just like yesterday. But wow, yeah, it was in 2022, and there were close to, I would say, close to 500 people at the event, because if you've been to Singapore before, along Orchard Road, they set up this really, really big tent. And with Ultralux, it was like a luxury fair, and they were exhibiting or showcasing luxury watches as well as jewelry and a couple of other independent luxury brands. And so with CryptoPunks, you know, there was a Web3 element for the event as well. And so they wanted a Web3 band to play, and you know, we're probably the first band that comes to mind when you think of a Web3 band or NFT band. I don't think that many in the world. And so they, you know, they invited us to come and play, and what happened was that they turned off all the lights, and then we were placed in the center on stage. And so we came to life via holograms, and we were like maybe 2 meters tall. So two of us, the duo, 2 meters tall, lit up in a completely dark hall, or in a completely dark tent, and with a real life DJ backing us up as well. And so it was like digital meets physical. So we call that like a digital experience, physical plus digital.
What a challenge.
Yeah.
What a challenge have you faced, in blending the physical and the digital aspect of Manifest performance, and how have you overcome them?
Wow. The challenge is really to share something new with people, or something that is kind of experimental, what they're not used to, and to challenge them to you know, try something new and exciting. And that's why we've been very, very blessed to be invited, or to have been invited to shows like, you know, or events like these, like Ultralux, to perform and show something new.
Wow. Okay, and maybe this is the last questions. What's next for Manifest, and can you share any insights to the next step for Manifest? I mean, including upcoming projects and the release of new singles in 2024.
Of course, would love to. So, as I said just now, you know, we've been working a lot of new songs in the studio, and a couple of really cool collaborations with music artists, you know, not not just from Singapore, but also like from Korea and then from other countries as well. So it's going to be really interesting combining, the digital experience with physical music artists and collaborating to create, hopefully, to create something refreshing for listeners. And of course, as you know, we have our music video out, which kind of introduces Manifest to the world. And so with the next few music videos, the story of Manifest will continue. And you'll see where our journey takes us to, you know? Yeah, so that's what we have in plan.
Wow. And we can't wait for your next project. And this is the last one before we end this talk. I have three of random course. Questions for you to answer. And are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first question is, what is one film that you'd recommend everyone to watch?
One film?
Yeah.
I would actually recommend, I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was a short film by Daft Punk. And it should be on their YouTube channel. And it's like a fully animated kind of anime art style kind of short film with, of course, beautiful music by Daft Punk themselves. I can't remember exactly what it was, but look it up, Daft Punk short film.
Okay. All right, then thank you for your recommendation. Okay, the next question is, what is one place in Singapore that you'd recommend to everyone?
One place in Singapore. Wow, Singapore, you know, Singapore is so small that I would just say like the whole of Singapore is really really fun as a whole to explore. But if it's one place, I would say Papa Villa.
Oh, yeah, we'll go
Do
there.
Do you know? Papa Villa has a lot of crazy sculptures and sometimes quite scary, but it's kind of like walking into a haunted house, you know, like during Halloween. Yeah, but it's inside like caves, and then you have crazy sculptures in there and stuff. So you got to see it to believe it.
Well, thank you so much. And the third question, which is, this is the last one. I mean, this is not questions, but I challenge you to give us a quote of the day.
I'd like to say that, you know, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. However cliche that may sound, you know, you're only bounded by the limitations of your imagination. And so, you know, manifest. That's all we want to say.
Wow, thank you. Very great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We can't wait for your next project. I mean, in 2024 and your projects next, we can wait for that. And thank you, listeners, for always listening to Bingkai Suara Podcast. The podcast will always be available on any podcast streaming platform. See you on the next episode and goodbye.
Hello, my name is Charlotte Sam.
We are so cool.
I'm Kate Canning.
This is John. That's Chris.
Dari
Jatuh.
Saya Matsunat.
Dari Trishan here.
To listen to my episode on Bingkai Suara.